This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Let's talk some NBA. On the line right now, our Odyssey NBA insider, Danny Green. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Danny, it's Gretchen Fourier. How are you?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
We're hoping that the Boston Celtics don't have another game two swoon. Danny, if you were one of the older veterans on the Celtics, what would the messaging be going into tonight's game, given the game two woes so far this postseason?
Well, you got away with one in game one. Can't play like that again. So I guess that would be the message, is we got to be a little more sharp. We got to be a little more focused, more locked in for a longer period of time. We can't have ourselves playing behind the eight ball. Let a team like that gain confidence. Just being better than they were in game one, and they should be fine. You know, Indiana is a team that plays well when they're in pace, and sometimes it's not consistent, so they're up and down. But you got to kind of take their confidence, take the mat of it. You can't let those guys get in rhythm. They all played pretty well. You know, from T.J. McConnell, Obi Toppin, like all those guys contributed, scored at a high clip. So you got to make sure you kind of keep them under wraps.
Danny, where do you sit as far as game one, how it ended? Either the Pacers choked or the Celtics clutched their way through it and won it on their own. Like, which side do you fall on?
I'm on the side that the Pacers kind of let that one slip away. Turnovers, bad possessions down the stretch offensively, and said defensively, making mistakes, not switching. People saying they should have fouled. They didn't have time to within position. But you prevent the three by switching. You know, if you're switching and staying bodies on bodies and not letting three, you know, them catch the ball or let them get outside three, it makes it easier. But he had a good catch, good look. Pascal got clipped, and it gave him too much time to think about whether he should foul or not, which Jalen got some free time. And then set the turnover, I think Nembhard took it out. Jalen got a hand on it, threw it, tried to throw it to Pascal. Those things, you know, you can't allow to happen if you're a mature team that's trying to win a championship. You know, you can't turn the ball over like that and have missed possessions, missed opportunities. But Boston did fight, got to give them credit. You know, they got back in it, forced overtime, and then overtime did what they're supposed to do. And ultimately, Indiana let that one slip away.
So we're talking to Danny Green, Odyssey NBA insider, and just level of difficulty for that shot Jaylen Brown made in the corner. I mean, 10 being difficult, the most difficult shot around, and one obviously being just a layup. Like, where do you put that as far as difficulty?
I mean, if out of 10, I'm going to give it a 9.5 or so. It's a very difficult shot. A guy in your face draped all over you, and you have no space. Damn near got fouled. You know, he had his face in there, almost got a caught elbow. You know, all those things. He said you're not sure if he was trying to foul. He had a pump fake, and he's off balance. So pump fake, shooting a three off balance with a guy in your grill. It's definitely up there in the 9.5-ish shot difficulty. So he made a big play, man. And that shot, if they win the championship this year, it's probably going to be one of the shots that says, you know, that was a turning point for them type thing.
Danny Green, Odyssey NBA Insider, Regression Fourier. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Equipped for adventure, capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Does Danny Green, the basketball coach, believe in fouling in that spot where Jaylen Brown rose up and hit that three? If you're coaching, is that mandatory foul up three, send him to the line?
No, I'm not a mandatory foul guy. If you have an opportunity, depends on how we see it, especially if you're not the team that's the better free throw team, it's very much it's a risky thing. I'm a guy that likes to play out, play good defense, don't let them get good shots, contest it, and box out and rebound, limit them to one shot, and go that route. But that if other team is a bad free throw shooting team and you're a really good free throw shooting team, then yes, it's a very good option. But with how, I said, Indiana's been up and down, they've had some of the guys with different, you know, the yips at the free throw line. It's one that I wouldn't want to play in that scenario. And I said, I'm more of a defense guy. I get to stop, make them shoot, because it's hard to make shots like that and test it. But you got to keep bodies in front of bodies. And they didn't do a good job of doing that. And that's why Jaylen got free.
So the question I have is, like, so the Pacers are just so fast. I mean, their transition, you know, off a make is super fast, offensive rebound fast. Sometimes the ball doesn't even hit the ground, Danny. It's crazy how quickly they get up and down. How do you slow them down? Like, is there any technique? Is there any coaching point that Missoula should, implement in tonight's game to kind of just slow the pacing down?
Well, they have a lot of guys that are like deers, man. Pascal, Obi Toppin, those guys get out and run. First, you have to get good possessions offensively and get scores. If you get baskets, it's a lot easier to get back and get set. If you don't turn the ball over, it's a lot easier to get set. So you got to make sure you take care of the ball, make sure you get good shots on goal. And when the shot goes up, everybody's got to get back, with the exception of maybe one or two guys that's at the rim. But everybody's got to get back, communicate, talk, but got to get good possessions offensively without turning the ball over and good shots on goal.
Easier said than done, I'm assuming.
Yes, a lot easier. A lot easier to say than to do.
Yeah.
Because the game's happening so fast, you know, certain situations, offensively, you're not thinking offensively, oh, I got to get the best shot because they're going to run and score. You're thinking, you know, I'm going to get a good shot, or, you know, shot clock's winding down, I got to make sure I get one or get one up. Or if I'm in rhythm, I might get a heat check. Like, those things are things you probably shouldn't do if you got a team that runs that well. If you're taking, like, tough shots or the heat checks or in rhythm or trying to find a rhythm, just because if you're missing them, they're out and running. It's pretty much like a turnover if you take a bad shot.
Three-time world champion, Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green with Gresh and Fourier talking about Celtics heading into game two against the Indiana Pacers tonight over at the Garden. The all-NBA teams came out. Jason Tatum, first team all-NBA. No one surprised. I was surprised that he was the guy with the most second-place votes. And Jaylen Brown didn't even make third team All-NBA. Can you help us understand in the NBA culture why that is so important? And can I expect Jaylen Brown to come out with a little hellfire and brimstone tonight, considering he got the big snubola?
Yeah, it's important to those guys because, you know, a lot of their contracts are based off that. You know, they get bonuses and things of that nature, and obviously their resume. They can be eligible for certain extensions, things of that nature. Obviously, Jaylen's got his extension already, so I don't think it matters. But just to get the recognition, especially when you're the best team in the NBA, you should have at least two guys, especially that are leading the group on, you know, some of those teams, just three teams. But, you know, there's a lot of politics that go into that. I'm glad that they changed some things where it's positionless with the all-defensive team. I don't know if they've done that. The offensive team, it seems like they have, but there's some guys on there that had some injuries, didn't play all year, and might not have been, should have been on first team or second team. And some guys are just, you know, because they have, you know, really good or big names that are on there. But I think everybody's deservingly so this year. Said other years, there's a lot of politics in it, but everybody deservingly so was on their team. It's hard because you can't go wrong with the guys. You know, there's no wrong answer when you have those type of talents on those lists. There's only 15 guys that get selected. And, you know, to pick top 15, I had the best 15 guys that had their best season is always tough, and it's always subjective. I think winning matters. So to have a couple guys on a losing team there or guys that didn't make the playoffs, you know, that nature, I have to look at it again. But To have guys that are on a team that were losing or weren't the best, it's tough to, because, you know, Boston had the best record. I don't know if Phoenix, you know, should have two guys on that in that aspect.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Back to the max contracts and how these players, you know, ability to make a max amount of money is tied to these, I guess, you know, this recognition, this all NBA team. Don't you feel like it's nuts that if you're a player, your ability to make more money is basically predicated on some dude in some other city, whether they like you or
the
not.
Media chooses.
Would you change that rule? I feel like that's nuts.
Yeah, I think it's kind of crazy to have that predicated on other people's opinions.
Not even NBA guys. They're like writers.
Yeah, exactly. It's media heads. End of the day, you should be eligible if your organization thinks you're eligible for it.
Yeah.
You know, I said Luka's eligible for the Supermax. We already knew that. He should be eligible for that, whether he made the All-NBA team or not, you know, MVP candidate. There's certain guys that just in certain levels, it shouldn't matter if they're an All-NBA team or not to get extended for these things. That would be a thing that I would change, that a rule I would change. But, you know, I don't make the rule, so.
Danny, as you look at tonight, if you're Joe Mazzulla, what sort of changes are you expecting from Rick Carlisle and Indiana? Are there even cards for Rick Carlisle to play? Because it kind of feels like, well, we know who our lineup is. We know who's coming in off the bench, and we know we play fast. And if they can't do that, then I don't know where they turn to kind of change things up. So what does Carlisle potentially have up his sleeve?
I don't know. I know Rick's a really good coach. Coach Carlisle, anyway, he has some good things, but I expect them not to change anything. I think they're going in fully confident, know they can win the game, that they should have won the game, game one. So I expect them to do the exact same thing they did in game one and try to execute it better. So if I'm Boston, I'm trying to match that energy or execute the same way, or if not better too, and expect them to do the same things. Because I said Indiana, if they watch that film, I'm sure they're coming out of that game one confident, like, we let one slip away, we should have won, and we got to play like that the same way. Just do it better. So I don't expect many changes.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so that's on Indiana's side, and I'm assuming that the Celtics may have a couple tweaks, and I think the one of them is, how do they hide Al Horford? How would you hide him? How would you make him less of an issue?
I don't think you don't have Porzingis. If Porzingis is not playing, it's harder to, you know, if he's not 100% healthy, you can't play him and play him a lot of minutes if you are playing him. So you can't. Al has to play, but, you know, Al play better. I don't think defensively they'll hit that many shots against a play, you know, like they hit it seems like every time he was guarding somebody, he might help their shot. And sometimes it's like that. He might play good defense to his shots. I don't think it'll happen that way. But you probably will do less switching. You'll probably do, you know, more of a drop or 2-on-2. But ultimately, they know where to find him. You're not going to be able to hide him. He just has to play better. And you have to have better help with him. So that's probably going to be the change. They might trap some when he's on guys and get the ball out of the person's hand who he's guarding and then fully rotate out of that. I'm sure that's a thing that Joe will look at.
Danny, thanks for the time. We appreciate it as always. We'll catch you next week. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you guys, man. You guys enjoy. Good luck.
There we go. Danny. It'll be interesting. Danny Green, Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe, equipped for adventure.